Close your eyes and think of chocolate cake, Caroline Maxwell told herself. It was the only way she could get through this tedious dress fitting. Even in the advanced year of 1894, an American heiress had certain rules to follow, and allowing herself to be a pincushion for the House of Worth seemed to be one of them. What Caroline really wanted was adventure, independence, and to see the world, but she doubted her parents would ever come to their senses enough to set her free. The seamstress who accompanied Caroline's new wardrobe from Worth's Paris dress shop across the Atlantic to the Maxwell family's Fifth Avenue residence wielded another pin. Caroline winced in anticipation. The angry-looking woman had already caught skin twice. Maybe her aim was off due to the lingering seasickness that delayed yesterday's fitting. Or perhaps she was intimidated by the dozens of china figurines Mama had positioned about Caroline's enormous sitting room. The sense that one was being watched by countless beady little eyes could be unsettling. Not to mention the house itself. With 60 rooms, it too could rattle a soul. "Your measurements have changed," the Frenchwoman accused. And then there was that. "Impossible," Caroline fibbed. She glanced at her mother, who kept an eye on affairs from her regal perch atop the massive red velvet and gold gilt settee that she'd also insisted must be part of Caroline's quarters. Normally, her mother wouldn't tolerate such talk from a servant. But Agnes was secretly intimidated by the French, which was why they'd left Paris before the dresses were done. Mama brushed away an imaginary crumb from the fabric of her conservative, high-necked, dove-gray morning dress and then fussed with a tiny bit of lace at each cuff. Caroline knew she was on her own in the battle of the pins. The seamstress stepped back on the thick carpet to assess her work. Caroline caught her own reflection in the cheval mirror that was positioned so that Mama could see Caroline in profile. Mr. Worth's style sense was clearly incomparable. The low-cut, almost risqué, ivory silk ball gown Caroline wore had been embellished with what felt like pounds of pearls and dark green crystals. Assuming she could bear up under the weight, it would complement her clear complexion and hair as dark as her mother's. Rumor had it that Mama's maternal great-grandmother had been a Cherokee princess, which Mama would not confirm. Worth's skills had also made Caroline's slight surplus of curves an asset rather than a detriment. Come the season, she was doomed. She had no idea what she could do to top last year's anti-marriage efforts. All the same, she intended to escape this year's marriage market as she had 1893's, unwed, unpromised, and as independent as she could be, which, in her opinion, was not saying much. Caroline released her breath and unclenched clammy palms as another pin met only fabric. And in other sunny news, her mother's insecurity meant that at least Caroline would not be facing French dukes on top of the English dukes Mama kept pushing her to marry.
"Absolument, you have gained since your last fitting," the seamstress said, "and more than a little."
Caroline answered with a vague smile. It would never do to confess that she'd begun midnight kitchen forays to ease her tight nerves.
"Caroline, have you varied from our agreed-upon menu?" her mother asked.
Alarm had made her dark brows arch closer to her perfectly coiffed hair with its beginning threads of silver. There had been no agreement. There hadn't even been negotiations, just no outright objection from Caroline. She decided long ago that working around her mother was more diplomatic than upsetting her. Easier, too. And since her mother's eating edict had made Caroline 50% a spectator at family meals, she felt she deserved a fat slice of chocolate cake whenever she wished. It wasn't noon yet, and her mouth watered at the thought of tonight's pilfered treat. Actually, not so very pilfered, since cook had caught on to the scheme and now left cake waiting for her. Mama pursed her lips and scrutinized Caroline more closely.
"You must have been straying. You are looking plumper in the face when Amelia and Helen are still as slim as can be."
At 16, her twin sisters didn't yet have the avoidance skills Caroline possessed at 21, or the same ability to hold their tongues under their mother's inquisition techniques.
They always confessed.
Caroline kept her silence. Mama narrowed her eyes. Caroline widened hers. Mama cleared her throat, giving warning of a lecture to come. Caroline did her best to exude an aura of innocence as strong as her mother's favored gardenia perfume. It must have worked, because Mama heaved a resigned sigh.
"Stand taller," she ordered, "shoulders back and chin up."
Caroline complied, though the gown would be no looser around her waist for the effort. Tonight's cake would have to be her last for a while. It wasn't as though she could eat her way to freedom. American heiresses were as popular with unmarried and underfunded English noblemen as chocolate cake was with Caroline.
"If you are to wear a coronet, you must look as though you were born to it," Mama said. That and, "You are this family's crown jewel," were two of her mother's favorite things to say.
Caroline found both statements as uncomfortable as the corset currently mashing her innards.